We are headed to the grand finale. Time to rip into hour number three on the Steve Gruber Show. Live from the frozen tundra of the Rust Belt, here are three big things you need to know. Three, the Windy City headed to all-time record low temperatures, and we won't be far behind. Not quite as extreme here in Michigan. Two, a bloodbath in Houston. Five police officers shot down in a gun battle. The suspect shot and killed, but not before the damage is done. And number one, for Democrats, the possible candidacy of Howard Schultz as an independent is causing much heartburn and anger and calls for boycotts of Starbucks.
I am seriously considering running for president. And if I do, I will run as an independent. Now, the word independent is just a designation on the ballot.
And if he does that, Democrats will hold their breath, stomp their feet, and they won't drink Starbucks anymore, ever, ever, ever. We'll show you, Howard. Good grief. I mean, for a bunch of folks that talk about the democratic process and how important it is to be involved and voters and so forth, one guy, you know, he strays outside the Democratic Party. Man, is he in for it. And how could a liberal survive without Starbucks? But I'm not kidding you. Think Progress, the editor there, Ian Millhiser, encouraging major candidates to use their email list to promote a Starbucks boycott if Schultz gets involved. The Center for American Progress, Neera Tanden, said Saturday that she would organize a boycott against Starbucks to get him out. If he enters the race, I will start a Starbucks boycott because I'm not giving a penny that will end up in the election coffers of a guy who will help Trump win. So I got it. All of the baristas, all the folks that work at Starbucks, 30,000 stores worldwide, by the way, in 77 countries. You're going to target those folks. Punish them. I mean, how is that going to hurt Howard Schultz? He's a billionaire. He's worth $3.5 to $4 billion. So boycotting Starbucks is going to do what exactly? Make you feel good because it's all about how you feel. Facts don't matter. I get it. I got it. But isn't it telling to see how the Democrats react when one of their own strays from the pack? Howard Schultz, a lifelong Democrat, straying from the pack and now getting the targeted anger of Think Progress and the Center for American Progress and Progressive This and Progressive That and a writer for the Washington Post, Aaron Blake, predicting on Twitter that a boycott was coming. So they're all predicting a boycott. And how is the Washington Post a writer predicting a boycott unless he is carrying water once again for the Democratic Party? Because that's what it is, carrying water again for the Democratic Party. By the way, just real quickly, let's hear a little bit from Howard Schultz yesterday. After his 60 Minutes interview on Sunday, he came back and said, yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I'm considering running for president. Here's how and here's why. Howard Schultz, go.
Many of you may have seen me on 60 Minutes last night when I shared with Scott Pelley my profound concern for the country and the millions of American families who are being left behind. I shared with Scott that I am seriously considering running for president. And if I do, I will run as an independent. Now, the word independent is just a designation on the ballot. If I run for president, I will run as an American under one banner, the American flag.
That's it. That's the enough. Question, and the point being is that the Democrats hate him for that. Well, you're going to get Donald Trump elected. Well, 40% of Americans now identify as independents. Not as Republicans, not as Democrats, as independents. So every year, I think it's more possible that a third party could be successful in this country. Can he win? I don't know. Could he win a couple of states? I would say that's possible. And if he does that, it's a breakthrough. There hasn't been a split in the Electoral College in a three-way race since 1912. Woodrow Wilson won that election, but Teddy Roosevelt came in second with a half a dozen states, and then President Taft came in third with some more states. The point being is it would create a true third party, which would be okay with me. It would be okay with me if there were four parties in America or five. Abraham Lincoln won with 39% of the vote. That election was split four ways. Four different presidential candidates carried states in the Electoral College in 1860. I'd be okay with that. I think that it's a way to get more voices involved. And it's true that the Republicans and the Democrats together control all the legislative districts, control all of the money, control everything. And let's be frank about this. Donald Trump really is the first third-party candidate elected president in my life. He's not a Democrat. He was at one time. He's a registered Republican now, but in many ways he's not a Republican, although he's done more conservative things, certainly with the federal courts and appointing justices to the federal courts, more conservative than anybody in my lifetime. That part's true. But when it comes to tariffs and things of free trade, not a conservative point of view. Not a free trader, not a laissez-faire guy, a guy who wants more restrictions, who wants fair trade, as he puts it. So in many regards, Donald Trump really does represent a schism, a third party in America. And so for a Howard Schultz, a guy that has a compelling life story, he's a liberal, he's more left than somebody I would likely support, but the fact of the matter is he has a legitimacy, he has the right to run. And for the Democrats to come out swinging, he must frighten them. There's something about him. He doesn't have the name recognition of Kamala Harris. Howard Schultz doesn't have the name recognition of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and yet there's something about him that frightens Democrats because they have come out swinging and swinging hard. Obviously, 60 Minutes elevated his stature tremendously, giving him more name recognition. But there's something about him specifically that really bothers Democrats. And I don't think they're doing themselves any favors. They're not by attacking him in this way. I mean, seriously, what's that going to do? It's going to make people say, what is he about? Why are they so up in arms? Why are they talking about him so much? Well, then more people go and look. And you might recall it was said that Donald Trump couldn't win. And yet he beat 17 other Republicans to get the nomination and be elected president. People say Howard Schultz has no chance here, can't do it, can't be done. I'm sorry, I've been told that before, and the people saying those things were completely wrong, 100%. By the way, here's something else that's on the way. Kamala Harris notwithstanding, President Trump is likely to get his wall deal now. 17 Democrats now working their way toward him. People in districts that were carried by Donald Trump that they won in the midterms. These members of Congress saying we need to do something, including Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan's 7th Congressional District, my district, saying that border security does matter, is important, and should happen. In fact, he might get more than $5.7 billion. Now, they won't call it a wall. Fine. Who cares? Call it whatever you want. Doesn't matter. It won't be concrete and won't stretch 2,000 miles. Fine. Again, don't care. But secure the points of entry. Go to the points on the border where there are blatant holes in security. Bring us more Border Patrol agents. Support them. Get behind them. And make sure that people understand that we support them and we're behind them. Because right now there are thousands of vacancies. And part of that, I have to believe, is rooted in the fact that they see Border Patrol agents right now basically being called baby killers. Being insulted, being denigrated, being ripped on because they're enforcing, you're separating women and children and destroying families. No, I'm enforcing a sovereign border that's here by the rule of law and should be. And so I think that part of the problem with filling those jobs is the way that these people are portrayed in the media, the way they're treated by the Democratic Party, and the way that people are now perceiving those jobs as somehow being anti-family, anti-American, which could be, well, nothing's further from the truth. It is 14 after hour number 3 underway here on the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. As always, we'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more business is saving money. Means more business is making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.